agency at 970-587-5003.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm Rick Rodriguez, your host. I told you yesterday Nancy Pelosi's husband would get off of all the charges, driving while under the influence, not probably only of alcohol, but drugs. We never know what these people are taking. And I don't mean pharmaceuticals. I mean other drugs. Maybe illegal, whatever. Well, I guess he's off. He got out of it. And that's why she left. That's why she went to Taiwan. She couldn't handle him having to go to court. She didn't know what the outcome was going to be. It was just too much for her. She didn't want her husband to have home detention. God forbid that he'd be stuck at home. She'd be stuck at home with him, home detention. So, that's what's happening. He gets off again. Now, today, I am going to discuss, we want to know, where are the brains behind the multi-armed Shiva and the multi-headed Hydra? The brains behind it all. Who are the rulers of the world? And that's what the book of Revelation calls them. The rulers of the world. Who are these people? And where is their nest? Remember in the movie Aliens, they had a planet where you had the main nest of these creatures. And from there, the creatures intended to move to Earth, destroy mankind. Well, the Pilgrim Society, I'm reading from a document that was put out about 10 years ago. And a Pilgrim Society, a century of Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Mellons, Morgans, all these people. I think it came out about 10, 12, maybe 14 years ago. It's been updated since. But I'm going to read out of this. And you can get this on the website, which is isgp-studies.com. Pilgrim Society, U.S., U.K. isgp-studies.com. Pilgrim Society. Okay, I will present it to you this way. There is an Easter establishment, and it's WASP, W-A-S-P. It means White Anglo-Saxon Protestant. It was a term that refers specifically to Americans of British descent, even though there's a similar WASP establishment in Great Britain, which is not only U.S. but also U.K., surrounded by the royal family. WASP, when applied to America's elite, is inadequate. Usually its Anglo-Saxon descent and Protestant values are emphasized, followed by a general description of historic influence of this group. Whenever the question comes up, if this establishment still has a great influence, few today, if any, scholars come up with clear and definite answers. So in other words, well, maybe, maybe not. No, no. Definitely, definitely. This is the brain of the behind the multi-headed hydra that operates the multi-armed Shiva. It's a social elite centered around a number of universities, a group of banks, insurance companies, law firms, a group of influential privately funded foundation and think tanks. It's centered in around New York, even though at any moment a large portion of this group is active within the government and non-government institutions in Washington. There's a close relationship with the British aristocracy and the British royal family via diplomatic officials, individual contacts, and private clubs. The dominant religion is Protestant, particularly Episcopal, Anglican, and Presbyterian churches, which have no problem with Darwinism. British branches of Freemasonry and Templar orders are still quite popular. A group behind the globalization process, this is where the key word, it is this group that is behind the globalization process, and members are generally great supporters of the United Nations and the Sustainable Development Movement. So you want to know where the root of the tree is. Well, this is it. Generally, they're not too inclined to favor Catholicism, even though so many Catholics are on the Supreme Court and the Nancy Pelosi, Catholic, the imposter, Catholic. Catholics and especially Zionist interests are not much appreciated, although diplomatic ties are always maintained. They have to work with the Catholic Jesuits. And we're going to get into this so you can see the truth about who operates everything. Rick Rodriguez.
How would you like some free advertising? Free! 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 Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free! Free! 1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Tactical Civics is a private member organization with a mission to glorify Jesus Christ and organize we the people to enforce the U.S. Constitution. From public school districts to Congress to the U.S. federal courts, those who are supposed to serve the American people now rule us. Tactical Civics focuses on training us to fight back. America needs you. Visit tacticalcivics.com. Again, tacticalcivics.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. I need to know.
Right, and we're going to continue again, so you can hit the documentation, isgp-studies.com, pilgrims-society-us-uk. Everyone wants to know, who is behind the pandemic? Who is behind the vaccinations? Who really controls everything that happens in this world? Who gives direction to CNN, MSNBC, the Pentagon, the president of this country, the Queen of England? Who is at war with Pilgrim Society? China? Russia, the nations that have been in bondage to the petrodollar system, these nations, the people and the societies of these nations, they know, the presidents of the countries, the prime ministers of Israel, the presidents of the United States, they all know. Wilson said that there's something sinister and you don't dare speak about it. A group so hidden, so powerful, that you better be careful what you mumble. And the whole world has been trying to figure out what and how do and who is really operating behind the scenes, controlling everything. Who was instrumental in keeping Donald Trump out of office a second time? Who was involved with the voter fraud in the last election and the previous election when Donald Trump was elected? Who is a group so powerful they choose presidents are going to come into office in this country? Now remember, this article that I'm reading from is the Pilgrim Society, A Century of Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Mellons, and Carnegies and Morgans. At the end of the 1800s, Cecil Rhodes had already, you might say, brought a vision to the powerful people of Europe and was bringing a vision to the powerful people of America through Britain. The objective is to bring in a society of white rulers internationally. And Rhodes was a little bit too extreme, so he rephrased it. He said it would be English-speaking nations. And what he meant by that is Five Eyes countries: New Zealand, Australia, England, the United States, Canada. The black people of the earth have suffered greatly. All the peoples, whether they be Asian or Hispanic or Latin, these nations have suffered under the rule of these type of people, these criminals. Not all white people, not all Anglo-Saxon peoples are evil. There are Germans, there are Swiss, English, Russian, good people. God says that when Christ said that when he returns, all the people of these nations, they're going to exist. There's going to be black people still existing, Hispanic, Latin American, Asian, whites. All of the races will exist at his return. There is one group of wicked people that's trying to exterminate the darker-skinned races from this planet. It's a concept that was developed in Nazi Germany and had been being developed even prior to Germany back in the early 1800s and way back. But finally, you had a group that was able to bring in Freemasonry, the Rosicrucians, Knights Templar, all the secret societies, Skull and Bones, into one network, and that one network would control and oversee everything. Now, most people, according to this article, they've never, for the most part, heard the term Eastern Establishment. But the term refers to a group of people in the northeast of the United States, which to many appear to wield disproportionate amounts of influence over the nation's politics. The influence goes back even further than the days of John D. Rockefeller Sr. and J.P. Morgan Sr. It's been illustrated by the fact that a great number of individuals working in the senior positions of government have come from a select number of universities, banks, insurance companies, law firms, think tanks, and foundations, and only to return to the network after their public term comes to an end. Generally, these individuals served as political appointees or independent advisors to a number of presidents, with protégés at universities and think tanks continually showing up in later administrations. Together with a number of other peculiarities, think of controversial policies, suspected cover-ups, ignored conflicts of interest, lack of media attention. Sound familiar? Some have become suspicious of what at times appears to be a kind of permanent establishment controlling the machinations of government, no matter who the public is allowed to vote for. I was having coffee with some friends, and we were talking about the unions of America. It is impossible. The unions, they serve a purpose, they have served a purpose, but generally they have been corrupt in this country. And the sun will burn out before you can destroy the unions. Just as an example. Congress. It would be wonderful if you could put people in Congress that would change things in this country, that would keep an eye on senators and representatives from the House of Representatives and presidents and the intelligence agencies and the Pentagon and all of the military-industrial complex. It would be nice if you had a committee that really had some power to oversee and to punish criminal activities. The fact is, it's not going to happen. The sun will burn out before you're able to clean house in this country or in England or in Canada, Australia, New Zealand. These birds are very powerful. It is impossible to remove the cabal of corruption from the face of the earth. That is something that only Christ can do. He will do that at his return. He will shake, he will grab the horizon, and he will shake evil out of the earth, according to the book of Job. Until then, the people of the world are going to have to get by and make adjustments to, you might say, run the gauntlet to get around the criminal activities and the plans of these plans, these globalists. Yes, when Christ returns, there will be people still in all the countries. And as hard as they try to break borders and bring the border walls between the nations down and make the whole earth just one cell system in humanity, it won't happen. There will be nations still existing apart from other control of other nations. Now, going on with the article. The origin of the Eastern establishment is hardly accepted. The official history of it, when it's not ignored, authors writing about the subject have generally been criticized, sometimes for seeing things that aren't there. No, it's there. Other times they've been criticized for cherry-picking evidence and ignoring the complexities of government and society as a whole. To a degree, there is some merit to these arguments. At the same time, it appears these discussions exist because there really exists powerful political business elites their system of private behind-the-scene conference meetings and policy influencing, how it's working for them. What sets these elites apart from regular population is this: influence in domestic politics, the economy, influence in foreign politics, and the world economy. Influence, in many cases, is hereditary. Now, let's say that I wanted to do something in that system. Let's say I was qualified intellectually and through maybe achievements, things of this nature, and I wanted to be part of that world. Absolutely forbidden. There's no way. No way. In the politics of this country, you really have to have pedigree, go to certain universities, know certain people. Your parents have to be well-connected, like the Bushes. The only reason the Bushes went anywhere was because of Daddy Bush. With the Clintons, the only reason they went anywhere was because of their lineage to the Rockefeller family. This is the way it is. So, the influence is hereditary. Within the establishment circles, it's as much about who you know and who your parents know as it is about what you know. In the modern age, education is critical. And in the case of the Eastern establishment of this country, the vast majority of the members send their children to Yale, Harvard, Princeton to get a law degree or an MBA. Members of the British establishment usually go to Oxford and Cambridge, which comes in second. As soon as these young students graduate, they are free to join the family bank, an establishment business, or key think tanks or non-governmental organizations. Outsiders can join the club by going to the right universities and allowing themselves to be groomed by members of the establishment. So generally, the common individual is not going to go anywhere except at the local level. And even then, it's difficult. So we're getting to see the brain and the center of all of the control in the world. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, and we'll be back. 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, this is Bob Cambrin with Waterworks. Some of those listening right now have issues with your water. No matter where your water comes from, municipal or well, all water has impurities. At Waterworks, we know water. We provide affordable, long-term solutions to make your water ideal. Call or text Bob Cambrin, 303-888-8891. 303-888-8891.
Come down this weekend to Spirits Music Hall at 1 North Parish Avenue, Johnstown, Colorado. On Friday, they have Sisters of the Moon, Fleetwood Mac, and Stevie Nicks Tribute Band. And on Saturday, they have 10-Year Echoes Classic Rock Covers for all your favorite classic rock hits. For more details or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com. That's spiritsmusichall.com. Tickets also sold at the door. See you there.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hi, I'm Anita McAllister, your senior specialist. Are you turning 65? Know someone who is? The best time to learn about Medicare is 3 months before you turn 65. Call me at 970-515-6882 to start planning. Don't make the mistake of waiting too long. There are specific enrollment periods. If you miss them, you may have to wait till next year. There are late enrollment penalties. The longer you wait, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
Hi, Bob Cambrin here with Waterworks. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and other impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today. Bob Cambrin, 303-888-8891. 303-888-8891.
Right, as we continue, you know, I think many were thinking, well, why is this important? Well, because the enemies of mankind have to be given direction. The people that carry out the programs of, in the medical world, that carry out programs to bring starvation to the world, that want to overthrow countries, and anybody that, any nation that is going to interfere with their policies has to be dealt with. Gaddafi, they're trying to deal with Putin. Right now, the Pilgrim Society, yes, America's at war with Putin. Yes, the NATO nations, some European nations, Canada. But really, Vladimir Putin, this man is totally 100% aware of Pilgrim Society. I have mentioned in previous programs, he knows how the Pilgrim Society trained Lenin out of England so that Lenin could go in and start the revolution in early 1900s in Russia. It was a Pilgrim Society plan, and Vladimir Putin is well aware of all that they did, how they accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. He was aware of Pilgrim Society in World War II, how in 1942 there was the plan by Hitler to invade Russia, destroy Russia. The Pilgrims had to take over the world. They had to occupy Russia to control Central Asia. From Central Asia, they could control the world. It failed. Nevertheless, Putin was fully aware of why Adolf Hitler came into power, who brought him into power. He knew that Hitler was the grandson of Solomon Rothschild, and that the Rothschilds were involved with American forces, with the president in America, and some of the big corporations in America. George Bush Sr.'s father, George Scherf, and the Kennedys, and the Fords, and IBM. Vladimir Putin is fully aware of how the Pilgrims were able to destroy Russia, invade Russia, how they were able to put Adolf Hitler into power. So Vladimir Putin is totally aware of Pilgrim Society. Are the presidents of this country aware of Pilgrim Society? Absolutely. Absolutely. Are the American people, do they know anything about Pilgrim Society? For the most part, no. Vladimir Putin is very clear on who Pilgrim Society is. And Xi Jinping, has he been advised? Did his advisors and the history of the West, is he familiar with Pilgrim Society? Yes, he is. He knows all about who is really controlling the West. He knows the center of power internationally, which has been the center of power. Yes, they are fighting Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin and the other the presidents of other nations in Saudi Arabia. Are these princes in Saudi Arabia, are they familiar with Pilgrim Society? I promise you they are. But the American people, we have had a blackout on the truth about who runs this country. But everything Christ said, that at the end of the world and through time, everything that has been hidden will be brought out into the open and made known to those who want to know the truth. The problem is, some people love their blindness because they want to sleep at night. Xi Jinping, Erdogan of Turkey, all these nations, they know clearly, they know who Pilgrim Society is. They all know. If you're going to go into the government in these nations, you will be given courses on the power structures of the world, politically, militarily, economically. Did Pilgrim Society, was with the Rockefellers, was there a plan? The Rockefellers, all of them, were Pilgrim Society members. Remember, one thing about Pilgrim Society, it is a secret society. It is an occult society. It is a society that has incorporated the Freemasons. They're part of it. The Knights Templar, the Jesuits. Is a Catholic, is Rome. Have the popes of Rome and the Jesuit rulers of the Church of Rome, are they familiar with Pilgrim Society? Well, sure they were, because they were working with Pilgrim Society to get Adolf Hitler out of Germany and to Argentina with his wife. They were part of it. The rat line that was put in place to get the criminals out of Germany and out of the Axis nations that were fighting in World War I and II, the rat lines were part of a Pilgrim Society network. So now you're seeing the truth. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
There's a killer on the road, all right. And if the president's and prime ministers of the governors of the world if they know who the Pilgrim's people are and the society, then why shouldn't we? For years, you know, somebody involved in Christian ministry, the whole world, we're the enemy of a group of people. And we, the good people of the world, should know who the enemy of the common man and the good people and the humble people of the world, who the enemies of these people are. The children of the world are wiser than the children of light. This is what Christ said about mankind in general. The children of the world are wiser than the children of light. And what Christ was saying is, the children of light, of all people who should know who their enemies are, the members in the seven churches of God, generally the Catholics, they don't really know the enemy within. Who is the enemy within Catholicism? Do they know anything about the Black Pope? Have they even heard the term Black Pope? Do they know who the Jesuits are? The children of the world have studied Catholicism. They know what Catholicism is all about. They know the evil within the Catholic Church. They know the good within the other churches in evangelical Christianity in America. I know that when I first gave my life to Christ, I was, for about 4 years, I was with a congregation. And we were very, very Christ-centered. I mean, and I thank God that we were. Because during that time, I learned all the disciplines of the Christian life. But during that time, I really was, you might say, removed from politics and from what was just happening in the world, the news, what daily activities, what Jimmy Carter was all about, what was happening with at the end of the Nixon administration when he was impeached. Because I was very centered on the things of the Christian life, which I needed, which was very valuable to me, which I lean on. It's a foundation that has kept me to this very day. But during that time, there was, you might say, a media blackout for Rick. Rick had a media blackout. But in about 1978, once again, I went ahead and my wife and I, for financial reasons, we had to leave Colorado and move to Wyoming because I needed to work. I didn't want to starve to death, and we were having a hard time financially, so I moved to Western Wyoming. And it was during that time, once again, I began to look at the world. In the previous 4 years, I didn't know who the bands that came out into, who the big bands were, the rock bands of that time. So I started hearing new music for the first time in about 4 years. And one of the first movies I'd gone to during that time was Star Wars. I couldn't believe how the movies had changed, had gone so futuristic. I used to watch Star Trek, and they were okay, but nothing like Star Wars. Well, then I began to understand that the people, the prophets of the Old Testament, they knew what was happening in the temple, on the temple site, with the children of Israel, with the nations surrounding Israel. They knew, they were historians. They watched and looked at everything. They found out who their enemies were. The children of the world are wiser than the children of light. The children of the world are pretty familiar with the enemies of mankind. Whereas the children of light, even to this day, most Christians, a mass majority of Christian people, do not know anything about George Soros. They know very little about Anthony Fauci. They know nothing about Bill Gates of Hell. They don't see who Joe Biden is. They know nothing about how he used to take showers with his little girl when she was 10 years old, and who knows what else. And the FBI has the diary of the daughter, and they have confirmed that what she put in that diary is accurate. And they don't know that most of the Christians, they don't know their enemy. They don't know who the enemy of Christ is. They don't know the evil in the society. Well, God's children should know everything about not only the Christian world, but the secular world as well. This is why when I began to study Freemasonry, all these different occult societies, these gates of hell, these gates that Christ said that the gates of hell will not prevail against the builded church, living in the time when I know their Antichrist is alive, and now I know Antichrist is a baby boom generation child, and the coming false prophet was a baby boom generation child, and the prophecies in the Bible about the baby boom generation movement in America and how vital it would be to the plan of God at the end of the world, and the Jesus movement that took place in the early 60s and to the mid 70s in America, and how vital it was for Christianity, which most of the Christians don't have any clue what happened during that great 16-year period of time with the baby boom generation gospel-preaching Christians. Well, we need to know our enemies, and this is why I'm presenting to you the Pilgrim Society, so you can see they operate in the shadows. We need to see what they do and expose it and bring it into the light. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back in a few minutes.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
What are we gonna do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't mine. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on? Everybody's mine.
We're going to go to Spirits Music Hall. That's what we're going to do tonight. Live music, comedy, wrestling, karaoke, and more. Acts that you do not want to miss. All at Spirits Music Hall, located at 1 North Parish Avenue, Johnstown. Across the street from our radio station, 1360 KHNC. Get tickets and see the schedule of events at spiritsmusichall.com. That's spiritsmusichall.com. You can also buy tickets at the door during the events. Experience live local entertainment that you will love. Go to spiritsmusichall.com.
Gonna do tonight, too much stuff to do, you ain't mine. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on?
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
And with Pilgrim Society, if you don't know who your enemies are, then you're going to become a victim. You're going to be a victim. There's not going to be any future for you. And King David in the Old Testament, a principle that most Christians don't, and most people don't know, is that why was David victorious over the enemies of Israel? Well, number one, he made sure that whenever he went to war with them, it was God's counsel. But number two, when he did go to war with them, he knew how they would fight the battle. He knew some of these enemies, they were in the plain, out on the plain. They had horses and chariots. Well, David knew better than to go out onto the in the open field with them. He would draw them up into the crevices, into the rocks, into the hills. And then once they got out of their horses and their chariots, he could defeat them. Others, he had to fight them in the crags. He had to fight them in the mountains. He had to know how to win that war in the mountains. Well, these Pilgrim Society members, they've studied mankind. They know how to get you into the open on the plain to destroy you. They know how to draw you up into the mountains, into the hills, into the crags and the crevices and destroy you there. They know how to draw you into getting vaccinations that you don't need. They know how to deceive you through one of the great arms of the multi-armed Shiva, through the great propaganda networks, the most sophisticated networks ever in the history of mankind, the mainstream media. And they know what tools to use on the American people. They know, don't tell a little lie. Don't say there's an ant in the, or there's a spider in the closet. Tell them there's a T-Rex in the closet. That way you won't go in there. They don't tell little lies. They tell big lies. Like President Trump would say, they tell lies bigly. So if you don't know how they fight and win the battles, you're going to be a victim. All around us, there's deception. But Christ said at the end of the world, everything will be found out. And who is it that gives a queen of England? How does she maintain her power? It's because of Pilgrim Society. She, for the most part, she is one of the great controllers in that secret society. Her son, Charlie, big-eared Charlie, it may be that he is one of the most important people in the Pilgrim Society because they're so wealthy. But even Charlie has to be careful. In that occult world, you make sure that you don't misstep or misspeak, or it might cost you. And Pilgrim Society, how is it that they have influence over Jesuits in the Catholic Church and the churches in America? The churches in America infiltrated by secret societies, one of which, the main, Freemasonry. Pastors that are Freemasons, well, they've sworn an oath to a secret society. These people should be removed from the pulpit. But the congregants, they're too weak. They wouldn't know what to do. So anyhow, have a good evening. Have a great supper. I'll be back tomorrow to finish out the week. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHSC.com for podcasts. Talk to you tomorrow.
Are you tired of your cabinets slamming shut?
Quiet! Keep it down up there!
Then upgrade to high-end, no-slam cabinets with A&D Design.
They're priced 15% lower than big stores' plywood cabinets and 30% lower than their high-end cabinets.
They also have scratch and dent cabinets at a discount. For beautiful cabinetry and no more, call Daniel at 303-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1368.